Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin. Sanhedrin daf Ayin, and we are on Samach Tes Amud Beis. We are on the third try to find out, is there a source that Doris HaRishonim gave birth at age 8? And if they did, so then, do we learn from Doris HaRishonim? Meaning, once we prove it, so then Beis Hillel might agree to that fact. But the question is whether we're Gamrina Midoris HaRishonim or not. The Yad Ramah and the Yad Ran discuss, that's exactly what Beis Hillel says. Even if Doris HaRishonim did something, so what does that have to do with us? That was then, and this is now, Nishtanu Ativim. But we are up to Ella Minolon, about 8 lines up from the bottom, towards the end of the line. So we try to prove it from Achitofel and Batsheva and Shlomo. That was the first, and that was my question that I said yesterday, the 4 suicides. So yes, Sfardea is a good try, but even people, so you have Shaul HaMelech, and which would be, at least according to if he committed suicide, that would be Saif, and Shimshon would be a Skila type of event, and what else? Achitofel, Argamara, which is Chanek. And there is a king in Malachim Aleph, Perek Tezayin, Zimri, who was king for about a week. And then he realized that everybody was against him, so he closed himself off in his palace and he burned his palace down. So, Sreifa. So, Skila, Sreifa, Hera, Chanek, with 4 suicides in Tanakh. Right there, the Dalet Mises Bastin. Okay. So the Gemara says, Elamin Alon. So, where do we know this from? Mei Hacha. Mehacha from the following. Ubitzalel ben Uri ben Chur lamata Yehuda. Bitzalel was from Sheva Yehuda. And he was the son of Chur. Right, and to keep that in mind. Who was Chur? The son of Miriam. Miriam was married to Kalev. Viksiv, Vatamas Azuba, Vikachlo as Kalev as Afras, Vatela lo as Chur. Right, so Kalev. Kalev was the father of Chur, the father of Uri, the father of Bitzalel. So again, Kalev, same type of idea as in the first case. Kalev was the great-grandfather of Bitzalel. V'chiyavad Bitzalel b'mishkan bar kamahavi. How old was Bitzalel when he served in the Mishkan? Bar Tlesar. He was 13. Dechsiv, ish b'malachto asher himo sin. It says, ish b'malachto, and we know ish is 13. Right, there are different sources where do we know that 13 is godless? So here it assumes ish. There are other Rishonim that say the first time Rashi says this in Maseches Nazir, it's really not Rashi, but Rashi Nazir Daf Chavtes says that the source by Shimon and Levi, if you figure out how old they were by the Ma'aseh of Shechem, and they're called ish there, they were 13. Right, that's one source. The Rosh says in a tshuva that it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. How do you know 13 is the age for a boy and 12 is the age for a girl? Just like all shiurin, says the Rosh, are halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. How do you know Kizayas? How do you know Kabetza? How do you know Revius? Right, so all those are halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So the Rosh says in klau tezayin, v'shasha alta me'ayin lanu deben yud gimel shanav yom echad hu bar onshin, da ki halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim hu. V'hu bechlal shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin, shen halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The shir v'kisva l'chol davar, nosan l'moshe bal peh. Moshe gave this, right? So that is what the Rosh says, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But other Rishonim say it's based on the word ish by Shimon and Levi. So that's what the Gemara here is assuming also. It says the word ish by Bitzalel when he worked in the Mishkan, ish b'malachto. So that is, 13. L'may nafkamina, what the source is? L'may nafkamina. So he mentioned last week a beautiful Minchas Chinuch who said that Shi'urim, halacha Moshe, if it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, then it was only given to Bnei Yisrael. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is only given to Bnei Yisrael. If it's based on a concept of ish to teach me, so maybe that's just reflecting a nature of everyone. So, l'may nafkamina, what about if a Ben Noach does an Aveira when they have Das? We could assume they have Das, but they're not 13 yet. So would we punish them? So that's a nafkamina. If you say it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, would we punish them? Because Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is only for Jews. Mashenkein, if it comes from the word ish, so maybe that would even include Bnei Noach. Anyway, so the Gemara says that Bitzalel was 13 years old when he started working in the Mishkan. Vitanya, Shana Rishona Asa Moshe Mishkan, Shnia Hekim Mishkan. The first year Moshe Rabbeinu started building the Mishkan, and the second year it was up for good. Hekim Mishkan, Vishilach Meraglim. And he set the Meraglim. So how old was Bitzalel in the second year? 14. Bitzalel was 14 years old. Viksiv Ben Arbaim Shana Anochi Bishalach Moshe Eved Hashem V'chulu. And Kalev says that he was 40 years old when Moshe sent me to be one of the Meraglim. So he was 40 when his great-grandson was 14. Right, the second year they said the Meraglim, and it says Kalev was 40 years old. He says he was 40 years old. And at that time we know the second year, his great-grandson, right, Kalev Tachur to Uri to Betzalah was 14. So do the math. The Gemara just quotes the end of the Pasuk. V'yatahi ne'anochi hayom ben chamesh u'shmonim shana. Now I'm 85. That was after, at the, after the Kibush v'chiluk, in the middle of Sefer Yeshua, during the chiluk. Kama havilei arba'in. So, he there, how old was he? He was 40. Dal our Basar, Davi Betzalos, take away 14. That was Betzalos. So Kalev was 26 when his great grandson was born. Right? It was 14. Dal Tartishne de Tlasi Ibure, as we did before, take away 2 years for the three pregnancies of the children. So Ishtakif, so again, do the math, 26 years for three generations. Ishtakif, Tchol Chad V'chad, B'timnei Oled. Must be that everyone gave birth at age 8. So that is Doros Harishonim. And that's the Maskana. So the only nafkamina is, do we learn from Doros Harishonim? Do we say Nishtanu Ativim or not? Right, that is a major sugya that comes up in many places. Do we say Nishtanu Ativim? Once nature changes, Tosfos discusses in Maseches Moed Katan, I think, a certain type of fish, which the Gemara says is wonderful and amazing, and is healthy, and Tosfos quotes that in our days, we know that fish is poisonous. So, is it something that we should, you know, obviously we're not going to eat it, but Nishtanu Ativim, does halacha change based on that fact? That might goofa be the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel right here. Good. Ben Velobas, last line. Right, so Batsheva was very young when David saw her. Right, very young. She even had a baby earlier, right? She was extremely young. But again, everything happened at a younger age in those days. Everything happened, maybe he got Das at a younger age also. Maybe Das at a younger age. There's a line in Tosfos, I didn't mention it in Shir, there is a line in Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Samach Tes Amud Aleph, where Tosfos seems to say that they became Gdolim earlier in those days. Right, it says that Tosfos, in the middle of Tosfos V'yadua, Tosfos says, Shahayim Mamarim Lahavi Cyrus, Haya Bibdoros Rishonim Hayaman Lahavi Cyrus, Hayazman Godless Mi Kodem Harbe. Well, so maybe they achieved Godless earlier in those days. Right, just like they had babies earlier. So again, that's that could be. So Ben Velobas says the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that only a Ben could become Ben Sarah Mora, not a Bas. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bidinhu Shete Bas Ru Elias Ben Sarah Mora. Really, a girl should be able to become Ben Sarah Mora. Why? Shakol Mitsuyin as Slav Avera. Because all are Matsui are found to her Bavera. Meaning when a girl does an Avera, she could be open to be mizana with anyone. If she is a zolala visova. Rashi says on top, Ukshi zolala visova bekat nusa, sofa kishlotim salimudo, medzvah parashas drachim. Maybe she'll become a zona. See, she runs out of money. It's easier for a girl to make, a woman to make money, rachmana litzlan, than for a man to make money. So shouldn't we say that, you know, nidon al-shem sofa by a girl? Elegzeres akasev ben velobas. But there's a kasev. It's only a ben soramor, not a bas soramor. The Maritz Chayis here says, Reb Shimon is lishitaso. We had back in the second parak there, Reb Shimon is darshinan taima dekra. And the machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Do we darshan reasons for mitzvos in order to, we always darshan reasons for mitzvos to give us the hashkafic ideas, but do we darshan reasons for mitzvos and then affect halacha by it? That's a machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, you darshinan taima dekra. Lo yarba lo nashim, lo yarba lo susim, that whole discussion. So Reb Shimon darshans the reasons. So that's a lishitasa. That's why here he wanted a darshan. Here at the darshan, he said, I think that should be a bas. Because the whole reason of Betzorah Mora is that it's going to lead to terrible laveris. Kamash Malan. But that's the lishitasa that he wanted to darshan, darshin in time of the crop. The Meshech Chachma as well says, it's Reb Shimon lishitasa. But a different Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says, as follows. You put a couple of Reb Shimons together. Says Reb Shimon, this is Beshe Chachma in Parshas Kiseitze, Chav Dalet Zayin. Umeis Haganavahu. The halacha is that if somebody kidnaps a person and sells the person, they get Misa. Right? Umeis Haganavahu. Somebody, that's the, by kidnapping. Says the Sifri. Bistam Misa Hamura Batara Bechenek. So, kidnapping here, one would get Chenek. Or if somebody kidnaps a person and sells them, he gets chenek. Says the Meshech Chachma, let's think about this for a minute. According to Reb Shimon, chenek is more chumer than sayif. According to Reb Shimon. So, rotzeach es chaveiro b'sayif, u'mochro le'evet b'chenek? If somebody kills somebody else, they get Saif. If you sell them as an Eved and kidnap them, then you get Chenek. Chenek is worse, according to Reb Shimon. So you're only going to get Saif for killing somebody, but if you sell him, you're going to get Chenek. That's worse. Answered Sarach Lomar, and this is Reb Shimon. So what was you say? Yes. Why? Shezeha machtio diyachziko oso le'eved v'yafkiu oso mi mitzvos kasha min ahargo. Being machti somebody is worse than killing them. As Chazal say, by Moab and Ammon, right, and by Mitzrayim, all the Chazals, and that is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Meshech Achma says, if you look closely to those Midrashim, if you cause somebody to sin, it's worse than killing them. Why, if you kill them, you only get rid of them in Olam Hazeh. If you cause them to sin, you're getting rid of them in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. So, Kasha Hamachtio Yoser Min HaHargo. So that is why, says the Meshech Achma, that's from Shimon Shita. You find that by kidnapping versus Ritzicha. That's how you have to give the explanation. Kidnapping versus Ritzicha. And that's why, that's the pshat that you have to give when it comes to, by Amon and Moab. Amon and Moab and Shemipation on the way to Lahakli Yisrael, Asr Makaz of Yisrael Olam. While by Edom and by Mitzrayim, it's only a few number of generations. Again, Gadol HaMachtil Yosem and Ahargo. So same thing here. Because by the woman, she's not only going to be a Choti, she's going to be a Machti. Shakol Mitzuyin Eslav Adera. So that's the Havamina of Reb Shimon. Lishitasa, that a Machti, you would thought, of course, it's even worse than somebody himself who does his own thing. Kamash Malan, that's why the Torah has Xeris HaKasim and says otherwise. But you see, the two great Achronim, the Maritz Chais and the Meshech Chacham, both say it's Reb Shimon Lishitaso, but different Lishitasos. Good. Says the Mishnah, Me'emasai Chayiv, how much does a Betzorah Morah have to eat in order to be chayiv to put him to death? So Misha Yochal Tartimar Basar V'yishta Chatzi Lo Yayin Hoitalki. When he eats a certain Tartimar, I'll have to see what that is, a certain amount of meat, and he drinks a half a log of Italian wine. Half a log of Italian wine. The Meiri says, really any wine, any good wine. It says Italian wine, but really any good wine, one is chayiv for. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mana Basar V'log Yayin. No, you have to eat a mana of basar and a log of wine. A log of wine. So we're going to see, so he is double the amount on the wine. So that's how we're going to see, we're going to assume that he's also double the amount on the meat, and that's how we're going to guess what a tartimar is. We're not going to, when it's tomorrow Shabbos, we don't have shear, but just to mention, all of the details that we're going through today, that is why one of the opinions on tomorrow's daf says, Betzara mora lo hayav lo nivra. Tomorrow's the Yaman. The opinions that say, at least according to some opinions, Betzorah Mora lo hayav lo nivra, and Bayis HaMenuga lo hayav lo nivra, and Ira Nidachas lo hayav lo nivra. At least according to certain opinions, they didn't. But then there are others that say, I saw a kever Betzorah Mora. Whatever, that's tomorrow's daf. Okay, but today we're focused. So this is how much you have to eat and you have to drink. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, he adds in a detail. The Rambam adds in a detail. He says, you have to eat it and drink it Bibas achas, at one moment, at one time. Or, he quotes, you have to eat the basar, bimelugma achas, at one moment. Ask the Radvaz, where does the Rambam get this from? Why is there a time limit? Lo matzasi mefurish, says the Radvaz. This is in Zion Beis, Hilchas Mamre. Aval nire, shehu bichlal, zolel v'sovei. The source that we're going to see, the Gemara, is that he's a glutton, he's a zolel, he's an overeater. So if somebody eats it spread out in time, that wouldn't be called Zolov Sove. So it must be the Rambam gets this Misvara. Sheim achal v'shasa ma'at ma'at kein derech ha'olam. Right, that's what it must be. And then he continues and said, v'yadayin sarachiyin. Bishlama yayin efshar sheyishto sova basachas. Fine, by wine, you can eat it all at one shot. You take a gulp. Aval basar rachoku v'karv l'nimna. It's impossible. Sheyochal mishkal mana basar l'Rab Yosef v'basachas. Rabban chatzi mana. It's a huge piece of meat. You eat it at one time, you stuff it in your mouth? It's impossible. So, ulaficha chanisover, says the Radvaz, to my da'amar bimalug ma'achas, ein ha'kavana sheyachnis ha'kol befiv b'pamachas. Doesn't mean you stuff it in your mouth. Ela sheyochal oso b'li hefsik. Ki ilu hu malug ma'achas. Shalabala harishon ha'shenasan achelu tochpiv shuderach ravtanis. You keep eating without a stop. Doesn't mean you stuff it in your mouth. You keep eating without a stop. Similar to what Shlomo Zalman says about Achilas Matzah. Shlomo Zalman says we have all these shiurim about how long we have to eat the matzah. So sometimes people crush up the matzah and like stuff it, put it in. Shlomo Zalman says that can't be what Hashem wants. It can't be Hashem wants you to eat like that. It must be, whatever the shiur is, It must be a normal way of eating. He says that mitzvah, the Torah can't demand for you to stuff yourself. The Torah wouldn't ask that. That's not a mitzvah. So you have to eat it, like the Radvaz here says. Beli hefsik. Just keep eating. Keep eating until you finish the shiur, whatever the shiur is. But it can't mean that one has to stuff it in the mouth in a way that is inappropriate. Okay, so that's Rav Shlomo Zalman in the positive, connected to what, the Radvaz here says by Betzora Mora. Continuing. Says the Mishnah, Acha b'chaburas mitzvah. If somebody eats in a sudas mitzvah, chaburas mitzvah, we'll see, no betzora mora, blur that from a pasuk. Acha, why? Because the Gemara is going to say, because you're not going to be pulled to, if you're eating at a sudas mitzvah, you're not going to be pulled for this to lead you to negative actions. Achal bi'ibur hachodesh, or if you eat at the meal that they made when they were ma'abir the shana, achal ma'iser sheni b'Yerushalayim, or if you ate ma'iser sheni in Yerushalayim, we'll talk about that more in a second, achal nevelos treif as a shkaz v'rabatzim, or if you ate treif. So if you eat by mitzvahs, or if you eat averis, they're both off the hook. Only if you eat dvar rishus. If it's not a mitzvah, it's not an aveira. We'll see in the Gemara, the Gemara is going to say, why is treif aser? Because then you're not listening to God's voice. Forget the fact that you're not listening to your parents' voice. It says, Einu shomea bekoleinu. If he's not listening to God either, that's not a bensara mora. That's different.
The wine also has to be kosher.
Sorry?
The wine also has to be kosher.
We take out the next gear, so the Yad Ramah says the next two lines is a toh sofer. Because tevel meiser rishon, you have to have wine and meat. Tevel's only grain. What does it mean, tevel? That's why the Yad Ramah takes out those these items. Ochal davar shehu. Ochal davar meiser rishon nila trumaso meiser sheni vekdash lo niftu. Okay. Ochal davar shehu mitzvah v'davar shehu aveira. To summarize, says the Mishnah, if he eats anything that's a mitzvah or an aveira, ochal kol meichel v'lo achal basar. Or if you eat anything but not meat, shasa kol mashke v'lo shasa yayin. Or you drank something there but not wine, even if it's something that makes you drunk. The Gemara is going to say certain types of dates, certain types of tamarim are intoxicating. Doesn't matter. Einu nasa betzora mora. Achi yochal basar v'yishta yayim. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, zolel v'sove. Right, and that is a reference to being a glutton and becoming intoxicated. V'yafal v'yishen ray ladover zeich ladover. And even though there's no proof positive, there is a hint to it. Shenamar, as it says, alti b'sove yayin b'zolele basar lamo. So you see, yayin refers to sove as yayin, and zolel is basar. Okay, 2 points. Number one, if I eat a piece of treif, do I have to make a bracha on it? Let's see, a person, you know, they can't control their tithes. There's a piece of, there's a candy, there's a piece of gum, there's a cookie, whatever it is, they have to have it. But a person's not a total, you know, he can't control himself. Does he make a bracha on that? That's machlokas rabbam ravid. Do you make a bracha on a dvar iser? The ravid says, start with the rambam. The hilchos brachas, first parak. And this ends up being a machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah. The Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says in Aleph Yutes, Kol ha'ocher dvar ha'asur, bein b'zadon, bein b'shkaga, eino mevarech alav, lo b'tchila v'lo basof. No bracha. Derive it, ketzad, harishachal tevel, afilu tevel midrabanan, even in a sidrabanan, or other cases, right? Eino mevarech, vein sarach lomar, m'achal nevelos v'trefis, o yayin nesech. Right, so if it's drabanan, you don't even make a bracha. Kol shekein daraisa. Says the Ravid, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. Amar Avram, Taba zeh toas gedola. Shelo amru ein mevarchan alav el shei mezamin alayim. The Grand Brachas in the 7th parak says you cannot have a zimun if you had treif together. Rav Hussein of Arech, if you all had treif together, you can't have a zimun. But of course you make a bracha rishona. Berchas anehnin. That's the machlokas Rambam and Ravid. Big discussion. What exactly is the machlokas about? What's the nekudas of machlokas there? We know there's a big discussion in Birchas Hananin. What's the point of a Birchas Hananin? So some suggest that a Birchas Hananin is all about being a matir. It's all about, it's not just a bracha, but it's what allows me to then partake. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, before the bracha it's Hashem's, after the bracha it's mine. Baruch Hashem Son of Bnei Adam. So if it's a matir, so maybe that's the svara. According to the Ravid, according to the Rambam, Birchas Hananin is a matir. Here you're eating treif, it's not going to become mutter anyway. So there's no point in making them bracha. Mashiach, maybe the Ravid argues and says it's still shelach to Hashem, even though it's not a matir. Or you can say the opposite. You can say, according to the Ravid, it's a matir, so at least outs the hana that you're getting, you're still getting hana. So you have to get to be matir the hana, even though it's treif. Mashiach, according to the Rambam, the Rambam either would reject that, or he would say, if it's not matiring it to you ultimately in the end of the day, so there's no point of it. So there's a lot of different lumdis, exactly what the svara is, but this is a machlokas, Ramam Raibit Alf Yates, related to this, our Mishnah, if you eat a piece of treif. One other point, and then we'll do the Gemara. It says here, if he eats Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, if he eats Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, then there's no Betzar Amora. So what's the case? The Gemara is going to say that in order to be a Betzar Amora, you have to steal from your parents. You have to steal it from your parents. That's the case we're going to see in a minute. So what happened by Betzar Amora? What happened by Meiser Sheni? So Rashi says on Amud Beis, we're going to get this. The Rashi is on the Gemara, but it really belongs on the Mishnah. To turn the page for a minute, the fifth wide line on Amud Beis. I don't know if this counts for being on Amud Beis already, but Achal Meiser Sheni. You see the fifth wide line, Gunav Mimoos Meiser Sheni. You stole your father's Meiser Sheni money. Fifth wide line on the bottom, and then you use that to buy stuff, buy fruit in Yerushalayim. You stole Meiser Sheni money. Why did Rashi say that? You stole Meiser Sheni money. Why did he say you stole Meiser Sheni fruit? Meiser Sheni money. So it says in Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Memches, we know there are many Tanaim that say Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Meiser Sheni doesn't belong to the person. It's like a carbon. It comes from Hashem. So if a person steals Meiser Sheni fruit from their father, they're not stealing from their father. They're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Menachas Chinuch in Muz B that even according to the Manda Amar that says Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoha, that's only the actual fruit. But the money is considered the persons themselves. And that's why it's considered stealing from the father. Because if you say that Meiser Sheni has the other problem of it's stealing from Hashem and not the father, the Gemara doesn't have to come on to a different reason why Meiser Sheni is no Ben Sarah Amora. So it must be, that's his chiddush. Umizem muchach, demos Meiser Sheni, lo nikra mamon gavoa. V'yochol akadish es ha'isha. That's always the nafkamina. Right? So you could use it to get married. That's the chiddush. You have to remember, whenever the sugi comes up, Meiser Sheni mamon gavoa is only about the fruit. It's not about the money, and that's why Rashi says what he says, to figure out what this case is in the Gemara.
Why did it differentiate between that and the mitzvah?
Maybe to allude to this chiddush. We're going to have, the Gemara is going to go through each one on a base. Mitzvah is even going to be even Mitzvah Midrabanan. We're going to have other chiddushim as well. Amar Reb Zeira, says the Gemara. Says Reb Zeira, Tartimar ze eini yodeya mahu. How much is a Tartimar? I don't know how much a Tartimar is. When the Tanakhama says you have to eat a Tartimar basar, Ela mitoch shekafa Rav Yossi v'yayin, nimsa kofel afa basar. It must be, since Rav Yossi has double the size by wine, it must be that it's double the size by me too. V'nimsa tartimar chatzi mana. And if he says the tartimar is a mana, if he says the meat that you have to eat is a mana, it must be the Tanakhama says half a mana. And that's what a tartimar is. Amar Rav Chanan bar Molda, Amar Rav Huna. This is an unusual name, Molda. But in the next two blot, he has a lot to say. Beppin Soramore, Rav Chanan bar Molda. Amar Rav Huna, Eino chayavash yikach basar bezol, v'yochal basar yayin bezol, v'yishteh. It's only a problem if he buys with his stolen money that he stole from his parents, cheap wine and cheap meat. Inexpensive. Because, misvara, if it is expensive, we'll assume that he can't do this so much. The whole point here is that Nidro Shem Sofo, if he does this, this is a start, he's going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. So if it's so expensive, we assume it's a one-time thing, he's not going to continue. So that's to be if he bought wine and meat for a good price. Dechsiv zolel v'sove. V'yamar avchanan bar molda omar avhuna. Eino chayv ad sheyochal basar chay v'yishta yayin chay. Only if you eat meat that is somewhat raw, v'yishta yayin chay, and you drink wine that is in its raw state, undiluted. Eini, is this really true? V'ya rabba rav yosi damit shavayu, ocho basar chay v'shasa yayin chay, eino nasev en soramor, just the opposite. So amar avina, somewhere in the middle. Yayin chay, mazig v'lo mazig. It means a little diluted. Right, but not fully how it's usually diluted. It's less diluted than normal. Or, basar chai, basar velo basil. What does basar chai mean? It means a little roast, it's not fully cooked. Not fully cooked. It's a little cooked, a little roasted. Kibsar kiba da'achli ganvi. Like, a little roasted like ganava meat. Like we have elsewhere, macho ben drusai. From Masechta Shabbos. Ben drusai was a bandit, he always has to eat on the run. Because he was always worried that he would be caught. So that's why it means a little cooked. That's the type of food that a Ben Sora Mora eats. A kind of type of food. Where it's cooked a little bit, and it's somewhat diluted the wine. Rabba Rav Yosef Damri Travayu, Achal Basar Maliach, if he eats salted meat. That means it's already been salted after a while, and it's not as fresh as other meat. V'shasa yayin migito, or he drinks wine straight from the vat. Again, it did not have time to age and become fancy special wine. Eidon asem et sarah mora. These are inferior type of items, inferior meat, inferior wine. So we say that it does not become ben sarah mora through these, because these will not be moshechim b'taiva. Tzan Hassam says the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Tainus, Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shei tafshilin in the Suda Mafsekes. The Mishnah says that we're not supposed to have two different types of cooked items at the Suda, v'lo yochal basav lo yishte yayin, and we shouldn't have meat or wine. Nowadays we don't have it the whole 9 days. But it says in the Mishnah there, meat and wine. Vitana aval ochel hu basar malich, which is the yamigito. But you're allowed to have this type of meat and wine, because again, it is inferior. It's inferior, so you're allowed to have it at the Suda Mafsekes. What is the definition of these? Basar malich ad kama. How much? What is basar malich? Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Kana calls manchu kishlamim. As the days of the shlamim, that's when it's not called malich yet. After that, it's not as fresh, and therefore that's called maliach. What are the days of a shlamim? We know a carbon shlamim, you could eat for day, night, day. If I bring a carbon shlamim on a Tuesday, so I could eat the carbon shlamim Tuesday, and Tuesday night, and Wednesday. That's it. Yom v'layla v'yom. Right, that's the Allah. And then I can't eat it the following night, but I have to burn it on the third day. V'hanosar ad yom hashlishi. We'll talk about more of that in a second. But yeah, so that's how much, that's as long as you have. So they could have just said 2 days. But no, you got to talk in halachic terms. As long as the time of Ishlamim. The yayin migito akama, how much is yayin migito? Kozmanshu toses. As long as it is in the middle of the fermenting process, so that it doesn't taste good. Rashi says it's sharp and bitter. So as it's fermenting, so then that's not good wine. So if he drinks that, it's not a ben sarah mora, and you're allowed to drink that at the Suda Mafsekes. The Hatanya says the Gemara, continuing. We also have a brisa. This is not a question. Continuation. Yayin toses, if you have fermenting wine, ein bo mishum gilui. Even a snake's not going to like that wine. So you don't have to worry about it if it was left overnight, that a snake deposited some venom there, because he wouldn't have. The kamat hisisaso shlosha yamim. Right? First couple of days. 3 days. So now hachamai. These are the definitions by Tisha B'Av and by Gilui. So what about here? By Betzora Mora. Hasa mishum simcha hu. Do we say over there by Tisha B'Av? It's an issue of simcha. Kozmashu kishlamim nami ispe simcha. So the first couple of days. So that's when you're not allowed to have it by the Tisha B'Av, because it has simcha. So hacha mishum imshuchehu b'kolshu lo mimshach. But here maybe it's even a smaller amount, because right away, if it's not fresh, so then you're not going to be nimshach after it. And v'yayin ad mem yom, and wine, it does not become really good even after the fermenting's finished. So maybe you have to wait till 40 days, and all throughout those 40 days, that wine is not going to make him ben sarah mora. So Gemara has that possibility that maybe there are different definitions. I just thought of, this is probably the MS though, unlike what I said before, why do you talk in shlamim terms? It wasn't stam because you're talking halachic terms, because we're talking about Tisha B'Av. One of the reasons we don't eat meat during on Erev Suda Mafsekes and during the 9 days is because we're being a zecher that we can't bring the meat of the karbanos. So maybe that's why it says a shlamim shir. Because we're talking about the shirim of Erev Tisha B'Av. That's why we don't eat meat, not just tam simcha, because we don't have the simcha of the karbanos. If you look in Rashi here for a second, Rashi says b'kol shehu. Right away, it's fresh, and right after that, it won't be fresh anymore. Rashi says, "Bekolshu lo mimshach." You see that Rashi? Mishaavar laila achas. Once one night passes, mefik time of a lo chashiv. Even after the first night, after you shecht an animal, even after the first night, it's not as chashiv. So that's the tzad in the Gemara that says maybe ben sarah mora is only mamish that first, or the first cut. Or you go to the butcher's shop. You want the first cut. So the first cut is maybe that's different. There is a interesting Ramban. The Ramban says in Parshas Tzav, by the carbon shlamim, the language of the Torah is, umimacharas v'hanoser mimenu yochal. On the next day, what's left over, you eat. Meaning a shlamim, unlike kachay kachim, which only has day and night, shlamim has day, night, day. So says the Ramban picks up on the fact that the Torah's lashon is, you can eat a shlamim today, and tomorrow, whatever's nosar, you could eat. And the next day, whatever's nosar, you burn. Says the Ramban, you know what you see from that lashon? That lechatchila, even by a shlamim, you're supposed to try to eat it the first day. Even by a shlamim. It's not that you have, equally 2 days. Even by a shlamim, because the Torah calls it nosar.
on the second day. Because the noser, so okay, you can eat it the second day too. But it's still noser. Says the Ramban, why is that? Maybe it's based on Arashi, because the first day it's the best. You want to have the best karbanis. So it says, Lufi Daiti. He says, you might have thought that you could save it all till the next day. You could split it evenly both days. Chazar, Lufiha, Chazar, Lara, Vanosu, and a Barishon, Yochami Machras. Loshi Ishari Manu Bakavana. Veloshi He Rashoim, Lohaniach Kul, Yama Machras. Mitzvah She Yochami Manu Barishon. Vahanosar Bemikra, Yochab Machras Haniskar. It's an important Ramban, Zayin, Tezayin, in Parshas Tzav. Right? So that's released to this Rashi that the first day is the best. Okay. So now we have, for the next 20 lines, everything you want to know about Chazal's view of wine. Once we're talking about wine, all the negative effects of wine. Amar Rav Chana, Lo Nivra Yayin Ba'olam El Anachim Aveil Moshan Tzchal Rishoyim. Why do we have wine? We have wine. What do you mean, why do we have wine? We use wine for many mitzvahs. Why does wine, says the Ein Yaakov, have an intoxicating power to it? You could have had wine that doesn't have intoxicating power. Why? For Avelim, because Avelim could lose themselves a little bit. Or Rishayim could lose themselves, and they could get their schar in Olam Hazeh, so they don't get any in Olam Haba. Shneamar, Tzunu Sheikha, Lo Oved, V'yayin Lomari Nefesh. As it says, give beer to an Oved, to somebody who's lost, like a Rasha, and a wine to somebody who's bitter of spirit. An avel. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsev, al tera yayin ki is adam. What does that mean? Don't look at wine that it's red. Al tera yayin shema'adim p'neim sh'arashah b'olam hazeh. Don't focus so much on wine that reddens the face of a Russia in olam hazeh, u'ma'abin p'neim olam haba. They get a red face here, they're drinking a lot of it, but in olam haba they're going to be embarrassed. It embarrasses them. Ma'abin p'neim. Rava Amar, Altera yayin ki yis adam. What are you darshan? Altera yayin sha'achariso dam. Don't look at wine and gaze at it because at the end it's going to cause dam. What does that mean? So Rashi says it just means bensor amore. That's the point. Wine is going to lead to bensor amore. But the Marsha says here, no, it's just going to lead you, if somebody's an alcoholic, it's going to lead you just to get into fights with people. And they're going to end up fighting with them. That's what it means, achariso dam. Achariso dam. The Gemara doesn't quote it here, but the Chazal elsewhere darshan from this pasuk that red wine is meshubach. Red wine is the best, right? Al teriyan ki yis adam, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's a lachad chila on Pesach to have red wine, unless white is a better type of wine. The Rama adds in, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. And remember, we mentioned it before Pesach, the Taz on that Shulchan Aruch and Ilchas Pesach that Bizman Azeh says the Taz, we don't use red wine because of all the blood libels. We just get into trouble. We use white wine. So that's why, even though it's al teriyan ki, we can't fulfill the Shulchan Aruch because of the Alilos Dam. Right? That's what the Taz says. So Rav Kahana, Vaiter. Rami, he has the Stira. Ksiv Tirosh, Ksiv Tirosh. It says Tirosh without the Vav, but you read it Tirosh as if it says with a Vav. So Zacha Nasa Rosh. If you use wine properly, so then you become a Rosh, you become the head. Lo Zacha Nasa Rosh. But if you don't use it properly, you become poor and you lose everything. Rava Rami, Ksiv Yis Shamach, Vikrin and Yis Samach. Right? Wine is Yisamach Lavav Enosh. So you could read it. You could read it as it's written with like a shin, but we read it yisamach. So what is that to teach me? Zacha misamcho. If you use it properly, wonderful. It can be misamech you. Lo zacha mishamamo. It can make you desolate. It can destroy you. Hainu da amarava chamra v'rechni pikhin. Wine and good smells pikhin can make you smart. So if you use wine in the right way, then it can make you smart, and that's why the Ein Yaakov says by Havdalah, right, when we're talking about Havdalah and Bina and getting knowledge at the beginning of the week, we have wine and Besamim. Amar Rav Amar Breder Shem Baraba Amar Rav Chanina Mai Dechsev. What did the pasuk mean in Mishlei? Lemi Oy, Lemi Avoy, Lemi Midnim, Lemi Siach. Who is the one that's saying Oy Vavoy? Right, who's wailing? Lemi Shuach, Lemi Pitzayim. Who has pain? Some chinam, pain for nothing. Lamicha chlilos einayim, who has the wide eyes? Lama'achrim al hayayin, labaim lachkor mimsach. Those who have a lot of wine, the ma'achrim al hayayin, they stay late with the wine. So this pasuk is people are wailing, and it says, lama'achrim al hayayin, those are the ones that are all upset. Kiyazar avdimi amar, amri b'ma rava, haikra man didarish le mireisha l'seifei midrash, or miseifei l'reisha midrash. This pasuk you could either read forwards or you could either read backwards. What does that mean? The first pasuk says, this is the way Rashi explains it. First, the pasuk says, Lemi Ay, Lemi Avai, who is the one that has all these
all these saras, right? L'machra le'ayin, those who drink wine, too much wine, so then they have a lot of saras. The other way, that's me reisha l'seife. What about me seife l'reisha? How do you darshan it from seife to reisha? So Rashi says, in the second wide line of Rashi, nidrash mashbusu yafe v'hachi kamar, l'misha yeshlo oiva v'ayva siyach, t'haynu avelim, u'l'misha yeshlo medanimu b'tzom chinam, t'haynu rasha. The first pasuk is telling you two different people. The one who is wailing, avel, the one who has wounds for nothing, that somebody drank too much wine and got into fights, like a Russia. So somebody got into fights, a Russia. The second pasuk says, wine. Meaning, referring back to what we said before, who does wine go to? The avelim and the rishayim. And that's, misefa l'reshe, if the two categories in the first pasuk come from, and should be given the wine in the second pasuk. So it's an allusion to that gemara. Good. Darsh over Galila. Yud gimel vav enemru b'yayin. In the parsha of wine and parsha's noach, there are 13 vavs. 13 vavs of va. Va yachel. And vai, Rashi explains, is vai, it's woe. Vai is a lesson of woe. But there are 13 vavs. Va yachel noach ish yud ish adama. Vayitakar, vayish mina yain, vayishkar, vayiskab zocholo, vayachal avikanan as ervas aviv, vayagad shayachal bimachus, vayagashim yavas as a simla. The whole story. They take the clothing, vayasimo ashrem shneim, vayachal choronis, vayachas was ervas aviyem, ufneim vachulu, vayikas noch vieno, vayeda es asherlo beno akatan. Right? 13, vaz in the psukim, the whole story. Rav Soloveitchik, mentions, based on the Chazal, that Vayikach Shem Vayefes is a Simla, Vayikach Chazal Darshan is Lashon Yachid. Why Vayikach? Shame was really the instigator, and that's why Vayikach, it's singular, and Yefes just went along with it. What was the difference between Shem and Yefes? So Rav Soloveitchik had the distinction between ethics and etiquette. That's written in the back of Nefesh HaRav. Rav Shechter quotes this from Rav Soloveitchik. Shame did what was right because that's the right thing to do. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want from me, right? To go backwards. Yefes? Okay, makes sense. It's etiquette. It's there. It seems good to me. But in other times, maybe I decide something else. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. It's because what I think is right. That's why Yefes didn't get the credit here. He got a little credit because he went along with the right thing to do. But it wasn't really what one should do, and that's Vayikach. Vayikach is singular. Okay, continues the Gemara. Rav Shmuel, what do you mean Noach saw what his young son did to him? Right? If it was just that that his young son saw him naked and didn't do anything and made fun of him, that wouldn't be Asa. He used the language of Asa. The Yad Rama says it must be there was something done. That's how Chazal knew there was an action taken. So Rabbi Shmuel Chanamar Sarso once says that his son castrated him. It was Masari Sim, but Chanamar Ravo, that he actually lived with him. So Mandamar Sirso, the one who says he was Masari Sim, why? Mitosha Kilkalabravi, Kilabravi. So because his son, because Cham caused him not to have a fourth child, so therefore he cursed Cham's fourth child. Or Canaan. Canaan was Cham's fourth child. Umanda Amar Ravo, Gomar Vayar Vayar, the one who says Ravo, he learns from Vayar, Ksifach Vayar Chamavi Canaan, as Erva Saviv, Viksifhasam Vayar also Shem ben Chamar, Vechulu, and there it was also a Maisabia, so here too it must have been a Maisabia. So Bishlam Alamandam Sirus, so Mishamachi Kilo Bervi. According to the one who says Sirus, you know why he cursed the fourth son. Elamandam Rivo, Maishna Ravi, Nilte Behedya. So why did he curse the fourth son? Why not the first son? So Havahahave, you're right, because according to the Mandamar, that Ravo, he really did both to him. He really did both to him. Tosis points out, bottom Tosis, why don't he just curse Cham himself? Why do you have to curse his kids? Why don't he curse Cham himself? It must be because he got a bracha from Hashem. He got a special, Noach and his sons already see the bracha from Hashem. So if Hashem gives you a bracha, a person can't give you a klal. He can't undermine it. So that's why he has to go on the sons. Good. Vayachal Noach isha adama v'itakarim. Amar Rav Chizam Rav Okva. Varmila Amar Rav Okva Amar Rav Zakai. Amar Rav Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Noach. Noach. V'hayil chalum v'yadam arishon. Shlogarim lo el yayin. You should have learned ish adama. Adam was the ish adama. He came from the adama, says the Marsha. So what you should have learned from Adam, the first thing you do after the mabul is to plant a vineyard? What's your problem? So he also messed up in wine. You didn't learn from Adam? So command to Amar. Oh, so Ilan Shachan and Adam Arishon. Gefen Haya. Right? So this is, according to the man to Amar, that the Eitz Hadas was a Gefen. How do you remember this? The three opinions right here. Daf Ayin in Sanhedrin. Ayin for Eitz. Eitz Hadas. Right? The three opinions in what the Eitz Hadas was. So There are other opinions of Chazal, but at least three of them here. First opinion is wine. Remeir Omer was a vine. Oh, so Ilan Shachal Adam Arishon Menu Gefen Haya. It was a Gefen. She'en l'chadavr she'mevi yilolo l'adam eliyayin. Right? That's what brought tragedy. Wine. The Abu Dram writes in the Siddur. That's why when we make Kiddush, we say, Savri, and everybody has L'chaim. Because the first time wine was used, it brought Misa. So that's why when we say Savrai or L'chaim, we're saying this time it's going to be L'chaim. It's not going to be L'misa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, sort, chita haye, it was wheat. She'en atinok yodeh l'kro ala ve'ima achitam tam dagan. Because that's what gives sustenance to a young child. It was chita. And that's why it says da'as. It gives the da'as tovara. When you're young, you get das, so it must have been wheat. Reb Nechemya Omer Teinaya, it must have been a fig tree. Shevet Davar Shekilkalu Boniskenu, because in that which they sinned, that must be what they were fixed in. Shemar Vayisper Ali Teina, they were covered with fig leaves afterwards. That's what Rashi quotes on the fourth line. Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Beizemel Shehu Makabo Hu Marpe Nes Betok Nes. In the midah that he hits with, he heals with. Says Tosfos, what? What's Rashi talking about? What kind of refu is here? What kind of... So Tosfos says, no! The Medrash that we're familiar with from Rashi. What did the Medrash say from Rashi Ela Torah? That no other tree wanted to give any leaf to Adam. You messed up. I'm not giving you a leaf to cover yourself with. Only the Te'ina tree. Because the Te'ina tree was the tree that he took from. Okay, I'll give you a leaf. Because it's my fault too. So that's what Rabbi Tosfos quotes the Medrash. So three opinions. Yayin, Chita, Te'ina. I skipped the word. Divrei, no darshaning from the pasuk in Mishlei. Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Ashe Yisart Yisratu Imo. These are the words of Lemuel. Lemuel is another name for Shlomo Melech. To Hashem. Right? Lemuel Melech Masa, the king, that Ashe Yisratu Imo, that his mother rebuked him. Batsheva rebuked Shlomo. Why is this here? Also, he had a lot of wine on the day that he married Bas Paro. So, his mother gave him rebuke. What happened? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Malamei Shekafto Imala Amud. His mother tied him to a pillar. She tied him up. V'yamar lo, and she said, next pasuk, Mabri, what my son, my bar bitni, the son of, out of my beted, umar bar nidarai, the son that I made a neder for. What are you doing? So the Gemara is going to darshan every one of these phrases. But what about the amud? Why dafka the amud? The ben yoyada. We don't have time to read it. It's amazing ben yoyada. He says, because she's really, we know the medrash from elsewhere, that what happened that day of Bas Paro? Shlomo overslept. And the keys to the Beis HaMikdash were under his pillow. They couldn't open the Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't bring the carbon tumid in the morning. How did he oversleep? Because Bas Paro put a sheet by the window with pictures of the moon and the stars. So Shlomo kept looking. He thought it was still nighttime. Like, oh, it's still nighttime. So he was still sleeping. So they didn't bring the carbonis. So his mother is alluding to him, the Rud Aveira. She tied him to the Amud, one of the Amude Olam. Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. That's what you didn't let happen today. What to an Amud? The Amud Avodah. Shlomo Amelech, you're ruining the world. That's why an Amud. So Mab, so Gedasha, what are you doing? So Mabri, what are you doing, my son? What does that mean? Hakol Yodem Shavicha Yerei Shemayim Haveh. Everybody knows that your father David was a Yerei Shemayim. Achshav Yomru Imo Garmalo. They're going to say, oh, where did these genes come from? They came from the mother. They came from me. Says Batsheva. Uma bar bitni, what does that mean? My son of my beten, call an ashim shall be savicha, all your father's wives, kivashim esabu shumain and rois b'nei melech. Once they got pregnant, they weren't with him for 9 months. They were gone, they were finished. V'ani dachakti v'nechnasti, k'deshi yili ben mizurazu muluban. But I went in and tried to be with your father even after I was pregnant. The Rashi quotes the Gemara's Maseches Nida, that during pregnancy, beers are good for the child. Whatever that means. Uma bar nidri, what is that last phrase? Everybody else made promises. Oh, Hashem, I hope my child will be a good king. I didn't just daven for a king. I daven for a Navi. I daven for somebody who's full of Torah. So al lemalachim. So now al lemalachim lemuel. What does that mean? Lemalachim shesu yayin. What does that mean? And that's why this is here, because he drank wine. Al lemalachim. Don't go to the kings. What does that mean? Amr lo malach is a malachim sheshosin yayin mishtakrim. What are you going like the kings that always drink wine and get drunk? V'omrim lama lanu kel. What does God have for me? What do we have to do with God? Right, David HaMelech right prides himself in brachas. That he wasn't like the other kings. They all sleep late, and he's up early, and he's b'shvir v'shulya. Gemara brachas daf dalet. Ula rosnim e sheichar. What does that mean? The princes e sheichar. Mi shekora ze olam guluyim lo. Yishta yayin v'yishtacher. You, Shlomo, all the secrets of the world are revealed to you. You're going to go drink wine. Ula rosnim e sheichar. Ika da amre or. Mi shekora rosne olam hashkimim lepischa. All the wise people of the world come to ask you questions. Yishta yayin v'yishtacher. You're going to drink wine? Maybe this is the source for Rav Neuwirth. On the Seder night, he drinks grape juice. Not wine. Why? Because people always ask him shilas throughout the night. Shlomo HaMelech. That's why he doesn't drink wine. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin shechazer Shlomo v'hodeh le'imo. How do you know that Shlomo himself was chozer bo dechsiv? Ki ba'ar anochi me'ish v'lo binas adam li. That's what it says in the Mishlei Lamed. So what do we darshan? Ki ba'ar anochi me'ish me'noach. He says, you're right, I'm worse than Noach. Noach who had wine. So Ish refers to Noach. So Adam refers to Adam HaRishon. So that's how you know he did Shuv. Fine. Chaburis Mitzvah, said the Mishnah. Chaburis Mitzvah, there's no Besor Amor. Amar Rabbi Yavo, in a Chayv HaShiyo, Chaburis Shikul Shrikin. You're only Chayv if you eat in a group of total Amaratsim. Total Shrikin. Total people who don't know anything. The Adrama says Shrikin is from the Lashon of Elon Srak. A tree that doesn't produce any fruit. So srikin is that people who aren't productive in life. Got us a few minutes today, no? Okay. Shalom Bais. I, the Mishnah says, chaburis mitzvah, that's the cutoff. Right, you know, the chabur, time of the mitzvah. Only if it's a chaburis mitzvah. Halav mitzvah, if it's not a sudas mitzvah, afal gav de la kula srikin. Aren't you medayin there from the Mishnah? If it's not a sudas mitzvah, then no matter who's at the table, you can become a betzor amora. Where's the no? Hakamash malan the afa gav the kula srikin. Even though they're kula srikin, kiva the mitzvah kavelo mimshech. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if it's a sudas mitzvah, even if they're all amaratzim, if it's a sudas mitzvah, we still say that. He wouldn't be nimshach to be a betzor amora. Achav ibrachodesh. So what's ibrachodesh? The simple understanding of the Gemara is that the meal that they make when they sanctify the month, ma'abr the chodesh. The Meiri quotes a Yerushalmi is talking about su'udas rosh chodesh. Su'udas rosh chodesh, which is not an obligation, it's just a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch has him in Tuf Yutes. Five words. Mitzvah laharbos besu'udas rosh chodesh. It's a five-word simon. I mentioned in the past a great vart. Shulchan Aruch here is a mitzvah lavas mitzvah rosh chodesh. If you look in Simon Shin in Hilchah Shabbos, one line, Malava Malka, Malava Malka. So there's a whole Simon on mitzvah rosh chodesh, five words, and a whole Simon on Malava Malka. So one of the rebbe said when Eliyahu Hanavi says to Bnei Yisrael, "An masa ata poseach al shtei ha'seifim." Why do you keep jumping around al shtei ha'seifim on the two? Right, pashas it means why you jumping back from Hashem to the Baal. But these two, why did the Shulchan Aruch make a whole Simon for mitzvah rosh chodesh and also for Malava Malka? Because people don't take it seriously. People why are you jumping around? So why are you poseach al shtei ha'seifim? These two seifim, Simon Tuf Yutes and Simon Shin. Okay, so that's the Meiri quote there. Lameimra, the basar v'yayin masku. Why does this to tell me that basar and yayin, they brought up when they went to the attic to be ma'abar the chodesh, like we learned in the first parak? V'atanya, olola, ela, bapas, dogam, akinis, bavad. They only brought up bread. Only bread. So hakamash v'lan, avagab, de'in, olola, ela, bapas, v'ginnis. That's the chiddush. Even though they went up, everybody else went up with bread, the iu asik basar v'yayin, v'achal, and he brought all this other food, kiva de b'mitzvah, ka'asik lo mimshach. Still, we assume because of the avira, it won't lead to negative actions. Tan rabbanan, v'aiter, ein olam b'ibur ha'chodesh, b'bachat v'yasar b'ni adam. B'ibur ha'chodesh, when you go up to the attic, at least 10 people. Vein olam lo elam b'pas, dog on the kidneys, and only that food. Vein olam lo elam lo or iburo. And you only go up or iburo. What does that mean? Rashi says, after day 30. after day 30, meaning after you made day 30 into day 30, so the next day is going to be day 1, that's the night you have this meeting. Vein onla ela bayom, you only go up at night. Vatanya in olon la balayla ela bayom, we have another brayso that says you only go up by day. Do you go up by day or by night? Kidda amar, Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba, libenei, like Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba told his kids, achrifu v'ulu, go up early. Achrifu, early, v'ulu, and go up. Meaning, while it's still day, go up, so people see you, and they know what you're doing. Achrifu puku, and when you finish in the morning, come down early. So that, kihechei delishmu b'chu inshi. So people realize what you're doing. If you come down at 10 a.m., then people aren't going to realize where you're coming from. So you have to go up, but while it's still daytime, people can see you, and come down right very early in the morning.
So this is Ibor Shana or Ibor Chodesh?
This is Ibor HaChodesh.
So it was Rosh Chodesh.
It was right when they were declaring the month. Ibra Chodesh. Three more lines, and then we'll stop. Achal Meiser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. Kiva dechi urchehu ka'achalei lo mimshach. Meiser Sheni, because he's eating it in the normal way in Yerushalayim, he won't be pulled. And again, Rashi quoted here based on that Minchas Chinuch, why, how it fits into the other requirements. Achal Nevela Shreiv Hashkatzim Rematzim. Amar Rava. Achal Besar Oof. Eino Nasa Bensar Amore. Chicken doesn't make you Bensar Amore. Why not? Rashi says, because it's not moshech you. It doesn't pull you as much. The Yad Ramah says that it's, list him, don't eat chicken. It's more expensive. Interesting. Chicken is more expensive, says the Yad Ramah. Or, he says, it's not as simchadik. It doesn't give you as much simcha. So that's a major sugi in the postgame. What if you don't like meat? Could you have chicken on yantif for simchas yantif? So Rav Sternbach has a tshuva where he writes, yes, you can. If you like chicken more, you can have chicken. The Mishnah says that only if you eat treif, hot tahor nasim and soramor, but anything kosher is ben so you could have ben soramor, meaning even oaf. The Mishnah doesn't mean you can have it totally. The Mishnah means if you have regular meats, you can be mashlim it a little bit with, let's say, chicken. Or something like that. It can be mashlamit, but not that can mean be your main diet for the case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Enjoy tomorrow's daf. And Hashem, on daf Sunday, we get back to daf Ayin Beis, one of the major dafim in Sanhedrin, all about Ba Machteres. Ba Machteres is Sunday's daf. It's all about Rodef, and Kinle B'Drabamine, and Kinyani Geneva, and Shoel. That is all on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem.